and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. And maybe a couple of the confirmands could come too, since there aren't as many children this morning. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Nora. Good morning, Calvin. Good morning, Conrad. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Brody over there. Well, in just a few minutes, we are going to read the gospel lesson, which includes the verses from John 3:16 and 3:17, which are really famous and a lot of people have them memorized. And part of John 3 says, "For God so loved the world." And the world means everything that God created. And the psalm that we're going to read when you all go to Children's Church, it lists all kinds of things in creation that praise God. And I thought maybe you could help me think about how some of these things praise God. Because I think when we think about humans praising God, we think, well, we sing, we worship, we pray. Those are some of the ways we praise God. But this says, "Praise the Lord, sun and moon." Yeah, the sun. How do you think the sun and moon praise God? Sawyer? By shining? Yeah, by shining, just by being the sun and just by being the moon. How about shining stars? Brantley, how do you think the shining stars praise God? Do you think they praise God by shining bright? Yes. Well, how about this? Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all of the deep. And probably what they meant when they wrote that, because it was thousands of years ago and they didn't have words for them yet, were things like sharks and whales, maybe an octopus. They thought maybe those were sea monsters, because if you think about it, they're kind of big and they kind of are. So how do you think a shark praises God? By sleeping? Yeah, how else? By helping the environment, by swimming, by eating, how about this? Praise God, fire and hail, snow and fog and wind. Have you ever thought about snow and rain and fog and wind? You don't like fire? Not even on candles? You do like that? But have you ever thought about those things praising God? How do you think they praise God? By being rain, by being snow, by being the fire, by being the wind. And so sometimes we think that just humans praise God, but I want us to be thinking about how all of creation praises God. And so much of creation praises God just by being itself. And just by doing what God created it to do. The sun doesn't think about, how am I going to praise God today? Let me shine. The sun shines all the time. The sharks in the water and the whales, they praise God just by existing and by doing what God created them to do. And so I think it's really neat for us to think about how all of creation is created by God. All of creation is loved by God. All of creation praises God because God so loved the world that God created it and God redeems it. And it praises God just like we do by thanking God for all that God has done. Will you pray with me? Oh, you just played with your hair? You want me to touch your hair? It's nice and curly this morning. I like it. You want me to scratch your arm too? Oh, no. Okay. Okay, let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for all of creation. Help us to remember that you love the whole world. And that the whole world praises you. Help our voices join the world in praise. We love you, God. Amen.